Let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline and talk to our buddy Eric Flack of Channel 9, the award-winning reporter who's been covering everything going on with the stadium. Commanders trying to land a deal to bring RFK 2.0 to fruition. Rude is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. So, Eric, we appreciate a couple of minutes. Thank you. I know, speaking of minutes, you spent a lot of them at the hearings yesterday. 6 hours of basically interrogating team president Mark Klaus. So I think had a 10-minute break to go to the bathroom at some point. Give us some of the details. What actually happened over those 6 hours?
Well, I think that the mayor and the team president got a pretty good grilling from the council members who are skeptical. I think headline issues that took up the most back and forth in a negative to the stadium light are transportation issues, as well as parking structures and labor agreements, and whether or not the entire RFK site is going to be a pro-union site. All of these sound maybe really boring to an average Commanders fan. They're all really important to whether this RFK deal gets approved tomorrow in the initial vote. There were some concessions made by the Commanders both before the hearing as well as kind of on the fly as it relates to maybe putting the pause button on the third of the three parking garages, which neighbors really don't want because they think it's ugly. There are commitments now to invest in increased transportation and metro. The one outstanding issue that has not been resolved is that union issue in which the mayor sides with the Commanders as far as not wanting a requirement that all jobs related to the stadium development, as well as other RFK developments on the property, as well as the people who work in those developments, are union workers. Right now,
who's fighting for that?
The mayor, there are council members who are pro-labor who want blanket agreements that union labor only will be used. There are union groups that are that were there in person that are advocating for labor requirement, union requirements, I should say, to be used. The mayor's argument is that unions, which are regional, not local to D.C., tend to bring in out of D.C. workers. So she says she goes to work sites all the time, filled with workers with Virginia license plates, Maryland license plates with jobs. So the idea is union jobs don't always benefit D.C. residents. The other side is that union jobs protect workers, and that's an issue that has not been resolved because that's one that the Commanders, I've been told, are not really going to budge on. It was a grilling, and I think that the temperature rose more between the mayor and council members than Mark Klaus. The Commanders president, Mark Klaus, if you know him and have had any interaction with him, he's great. He's good in a room. He works a room really well. He came from a really high power job at Campbell Foods. He's the guy who, by his own admission, put two flavors in Oreos, like literally. He's good at his job, and he keeps the temperature low. Any conflict was between the mayor and D.C. Council. But it was two rounds of questioning, a lot of grilling, a lot of hard questions, and some issues not resolved.
So, long way of saying here, where do we stand? What does it mean for what's next? The vote tomorrow, then more votes later if it passes. What's the temperature? You mentioned kind of the what's going on in the room, but just in general with the council, and where do us little peons stand with stadium stuff?
The vote is at, the session starts at noon tomorrow, first vote. They have 5 votes. They need 8. One little nugget I have for you all is that I was on the phone. I've been calling people down there at City Hall, talking to my sources within the staff of various council members. And this was a conversation with a council, a staff member, high-ranking staff member of a council member who is pro-stadium. And he's like, how do you think this is going to go? And I said, well, why are you asking me? I think I need to ask. I was calling to ask you how you think it's going to go. And he was like, well, let's count votes. And I'm like, what do you mean count votes? I thought you're counting votes. I'm supposed to be asking you. The point being, I was a little bit surprised that the people behind this deal are still counting votes up there. The mayor was asked after this marathon session yesterday whether she has the votes. She said yes. When asked to elaborate or specify, she declined to do so. And she said, well, I don't want to do it before the deal is done. I have been told that Council Chair Mendelson, who is the guy who updated the mayor's deal and got almost $800 million additional funding over 30 years back from the commander's revenue back from the original deal, I've been told that he is confident. So you hear a lot of I'm confident. You don't hear a lot of people who can say, okay, the three extra votes that we need are X, Y, and Z. I think they're at seven. I think it's that eighth vote, which they only need because of some tax implications, two-thirds majority as opposed to a simple majority. It's that eighth vote that I think people don't know where it's going to come from yet.
So who – you don't know the names, I guess, but like we know the four from the beginning. Mendelson would be five. Who would you guess are the other two, and who is adamantly opposed? I know Nadeau is like – if we need to spend a penny, we're not doing it. Yep. Other than her, are there like hard and fast no's that you could tell from the hearings are clearly just not on board?
We have Charles Allen in the leaning no category. Charles Allen, big transportation guy. I've known him for a long time, has long been an anti-stadium, let's not use the land for a stadium guy. But he's also a smart guy and can read a room. And there are those who believe he will ultimately vote yes. But, and I asked him yesterday when I spoke with him, I have been guilty of saying you're a no vote, a never stadium vote. Are you moderating at all? And he kind of said, well, no, I mean, we're trying to get the best deal we can. He kind of says, well, I'm a no vote, but he also acknowledges that he's trying to get a good deal for the city. So, you know, if you're trying to get a good deal for the city, you seem like you're open to it in some way, shape, or form. I mean, Nadeau is checked out. She wasn't even there. She didn't even take part in the hearing. Allen is very engaged. The two.
Well, she didn't even go to the hearing on it?
She did not. Cool. She did not. She's out. And she reposted. The Washington Post editorial board came out today and put out an article saying that they oppose the stadium as well. And she reposted that.
Editorial board opposed the stadium.
The Post editorial board today put out a long piece saying it's corporate welfare and they wanted to come to D.C. anyway. So why are we giving them all these tax dollars when they were wanting to be there anyway? And it's a sweet site and, you know, it's not a good enough deal. The other two votes, I think, in my opinion, are Christina Henderson and Janice Lewis-George. Christina Henderson has been very quiet, but she's been attending everything. She has been deep discussions with the commanders for a long time. I think that's one. Janice Lewis-George had questions about labor and used her questioning about the union issue yesterday, but seemed to be satisfied with the answers that she got. And then you're looking at Zachary Parker, Robert White, and Matthew Frumman. If Allen is a no, you have Zachary Parker, Robert White, and Matthew Frumman to be that eighth vote. Zachary Parker is hard publicly that there needs to be a union deal, like he's posting on social media. So he would be at a complete about face. Robert White has been hard questioning, and if he votes for it, would also seem to be a public about face. And I always question whether politicians will do an about face when it will make them not look great. and they're not going to get what they want, right? It's not like they're going to get their demands met. And so then that leaves Matthew Frueman, who has told me that he wants to help out the Commanders. It's like he wants the deal, but he has been big on it's moving too fast. That's his thing. It's moving too fast. I can't adjust the details. It's moving too fast. And I just wonder whether he will blow up the whole deal thing over this has moved too fast for me.
So, Eric, let me jump in here real quick. Yep. Got about a minute left. But we know that if they vote yes, then there's another vote on September 17th. They'll come back and they've got to do it again. And things could change and the vote could go differently. If they don't actually get it passed, though, if the vote is no tomorrow, then what?
Well, then they can always bring it back again. It's not like you know, you're in a court of law where, you know, you get, you know, found not guilty of a crime and they can never retry you.
Got it. They could vote again in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think what would be much more likely is they just keep on going round and round and round until they get some sort of a deal. The question tomorrow is, do they change the deal to get an agreement so much that the Commanders then are not, they're like, well, that's not the deal we agreed to. All of this is going to play out tomorrow.
Eric, thank you as always, man. Informative and dizzying at the same time.
Yeah. You got that?
Yes, I think so. Got it. That's the best. Right, thank you, Eric. Always good. You can see why he wins the awards for the reporting over at Channel 9. Tomorrow's going to be unbelievable.